Hello there. It is one of the Friday Show / Coach Home specials where we look back on people's seasons and look to what comes next for them. Robbie Scotcher first up to talk about Crystal Palace, who had a season of finding themselves. I think, Robbie, it's testament to the club. We've talked about it a number of times, but they've committed completely to the notion of the South London Massive.
Oh, I mean, it's what a great season for us in so many ways. I mean, yeah, we finished 12th. With a plus goal difference, which may sound mental to you, but to us, that's the first time we've ever had that.
Yep.
We had 12 clean sheets. That was fantastic. The sheer fact that the ground was bouncing, we were enjoying the football. We're an exciting team. We're a young team. We've got an exciting young manager who's trying himself out. It was, and probably everyone expected him to go. I mean, even most Palace fans are probably a bit sceptical about how it might turn out. But to get to an FA Cup semi-final, I mean, do you know what was really mental was on the last day of the season, we beat Man United 1-0 at home and it didn't even get mentioned anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a surprise.
No, it wasn't. And we played, it wasn't the best game we played, but we deserved to win it. And so, yeah, it was such a huge season for us. I think we're stepping up, we're going in the right direction. And yeah, I mean, it was amazing.
So the key question becomes, there's one player, obviously, we'll come on to, because it felt like in the first half of the season, and I think that this is interesting, in the first half of the season, he managed to sort of electrify the side a tiny little bit, is Gallagher. And obviously, yeah, he's the one that's very difficult to keep hold of. Moving into the second half of the season, we then have a situation where I actually think Gallagher becomes less and less integral to what Palace are doing as the season wears on. But obviously, you'd love to keep him.